This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Tuesday, January 6, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa hopes to finally approve the long-awaited Renewable Energy Feed-in Tariff, or REFIT, on March 9. REFIT is aimed at stimulating investment in the sector. NERSA has requested comments on the REFIT consultation paper, which it released in December, to be submitted by January 15. The agency will hold public hearings on February 5 at the NERSA Auditorium in Pretoria. On Monday, FNB released its house price index and reported that year-on-year house price deflation worsened in December to minus 1.7%. House price inflation, however, for 2008 as a whole, averaged 5.2% due to better conditions early on last year. For 2008 as a whole, the average house price was 748,428 rand, which was 5.2% higher than the average of 711,591 rand for 2007. Also making headlines, Denmark will host a wind energy seminar in Pretoria. The Suez Canal Authority says it won't change tolls in 2009. Italian oil and gas group Eni says the closure of a pumping station in Nigeria reduced oil production by 12,000 barrels a day. And the Competition Tribunal holds final hearings to decide on the merger between MTN and iTalk Cellular. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.